Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you, and welcome to July. July 1st, 2022, and we're officially halfway through this year. Looking forward to a great time this afternoon out at the Reed's home. We have our annual church picnic out there, and that's always a delightful time. Great food, a lot of fun, volleyball, horseshoes, and yard games, and just a great time. Big fireworks show at the end of the night, and just a great and wonderful time. Well, all you are, you folks, we'll gather out there tonight. If you come to the church, the address to get there will be on the door, and you'll be able to come, and we'd love to have you. We'll look forward to that time together. Then we'll be here Sunday, All-American Sunday, we call it. We've had it that for years, and we will have a roll call of the states, and we do our pledges, and we do a salute to the armed forces and honor those who served in any capacity serving our country. And it's a great Lord's Day, and so I hope you can come join us at 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30 on Sunday. All right? Well, if your Bible's close by, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, if you would please. 1 Corinthians 4, where the Bible says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." This beginning of the chapter in 1 Corinthians, he's reminding the Corinthian believers something very important, that we all are ministers of God. And a minister in the Bible is often a word that's used for servant. But he says we're servants of God, then are ministers of God, and stewards of the mysteries of God. Not just for the pastor, for every believer. We're all ministers. And the goal is, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. You see, a steward, we're not managing our own wealth. We're managing the wealth of someone else. We're not managing our own goods. We're managing the goods of someone else. In this case, God. When he's given us the gospel, and he's given us the church, and he's given us the Holy Spirit, and he's given us the Bible, these are all things he's given us, and we are to be good stewards of what he gives to us. The Bible talks about not so much about success as it does faithfulness. Now, we hear a lot more about success than we do faithfulness. Paul said, "I thank Christ Jesus that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." We read in Matthew about, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou in the joy of the Lord." Timothy was told that the things he'd learned, that he's the same, she should commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Proverbs tells us it's the faithful man that shall abound with blessings. So our ministry is to be a faithful ministry. Now, notice first of all, in the first few verses here of chapter 4, is our manifestation as ministers. We are servants, we are stewards, and the goal is faithful. Now, if that's going to happen, how are we going to reach that goal? Number one, we discard what other people think. Verse 3, "With me it's a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self." He said, it's a small thing if you judge me or any man. He said, not that he didn't care about his testimony, but he's saying, I'm here to please God, not just to please you. And if I'm just here to please God, I can't get off track just to please you. That's what Jesus meant when he said, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me." He says, you have to get over what are other people going to think about me. I'm not concerned about that as much as what does God know about me? Number two, I have to discard what I think of myself. He said, no, I don't judge myself. I don't sit around introspecting myself over in the second book of Corinthians that he wrote in chapter 10 in verse 18. He said, "For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth." I don't look to find the imperfections or the shortcomings. I'm not seeking neither negativity or positivity. I'm not trying to give myself a good grade. I just seek God's approval, not even my own approval. Number three, determined to please only God. He goes on to say in verse 4, "For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord." So I know that one day it's going to be me standing before God and you standing before God. And he's the only righteous judge. Don't sit in judgment on someone else. You're taking the seat of God. You know, he says, "Judge nothing before the time, and to the Lord shall bring, will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts." We can't do that, but God can. "And then shall every man have praise of God." Wow. God will find something to praise every man for. God will find something to commend every man for. God will find something to commend every single compliment every single person for. That's an amazing, amazing text. That'll be manifested in that day, what kind of servants, what kind of stewards we've been. So we have to seek to only please God. Okay? Number two. Don't get caught up in comparison. Beware of comparison. Verse 6, "And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that not one of you be puffed up for one against another. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that dost not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it?" Don't get puffed up one against another. We're all servants, endeavoring to be faithful to our Lord. Some are planters, some are waterers, some are reapers, but it's the Lord of the harvest that gives the increase. We're stewards of the Master's goods. We're servants of the Master's orders. Don't transfer the honor that's only due the Master to the servant. You'll get puffed up. You get proud. The question was, who maketh thee to differ from another? What's the answer? God. God does. And what we want, you can tell you're getting puffed up when you want the praise and not God. Receiving praise as a servant, receiving praise as just a steward, ought to be a very uncomfortable position for the Christian. There is no reason to be proud. There is no reason to boast. The songwriter was right when he wrote, "Boasting excluded. Pride I abase. I'm only a sinner saved by grace." All we have, we've received. All that we have has come from God. Not have I gotten, but what I received. Grace hath bestowed it since I believed. Boasting excluded. Pride I abase. I'm only a sinner saved by grace. No comparison. Don't compare yourself with anybody else. And then I want you to notice our position as servants. Our positions as servant. Verse 9. "For I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death, and we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. Ye are weak, we are weak, and ye are strong. Ye are honorable, and we are despised. Even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst and are naked and are buffeted and have no certain dwelling place. Labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world and are the offscouring of all things unto this day." Wow. There's his position as a servant. Apostles, last. Apostles, as appointed unto death. A spectacle to the world, to angels and to men. Fools, for Christ's sake. Weak. Despised. That's our position in the world. Do you think you'd have seen Paul on television with diamond rings flashing on his fingers? Magnificent cars or planes and three different homes in three different states? No, I don't believe so. We are, Paul said, listen, we think we're wise. We think we're strong. We think we're honorable. Then we're better than the apostles? Those who think they're the strongest Christians usually are not. And those who don't think they're very strong Christian usually are. Listen, the day's going to come, and Paul warns them. He says, you're in easy circumstances now, but the day's going to come. He says, verse 14, "I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you." I'm warning you. The day's coming. And we're seeing a little bit of that right now in America. There may be some hunger. There may be some thirst. There may be lack of clothing. There may be some times we lack electricity. There's going to be times we're not going to be able to buy what we're used to buying and gathering what we're used to having. We will become, as verse 13 says, the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things. They were, in those days, the Christians were thrown to the lions. They were blame any public calamity or wrongdoing. It was always blame on the Christians. But Paul says, let's make sure you keep a good disposition. Notice verse 12. Well, all the way to verse 15, he says, for though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet ye have not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. He says, when we're defamed, we entreat. When we're reviled, we bless. When we're persecuted, we suffer it. We labor, we work with our own hands. Why? We're looking to please him who's chosen us to be a soldier. We're going to suffer, and we're going to suffer because Jesus suffered, and we're not any better than Jesus was. The disciple is not better than his master. They're in a position of being despised and foolish, and so are we. And so he's saying, listen, follow me. I'm trying to help you like a father would help his son. I have affection for you. And we ought to have affection for those who we helped come to Christ and helped brought them into the family of God. He says, I'm not warning you as a stranger. I'm warning you as a father, as a teacher. Though our position is hard, our disposition can stay right. And then lastly, let's look at our expectation. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. For this cause I've sent you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you in remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Some are puffed up as though I would not come to you, but I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them that are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. He says, you follow me as I follow Christ. And that's what he said again in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1. Oh, we ought to so live that if others followed us, they would be following Christ. Paul would tell the church at Galatia, I'm travailing in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Paul felt it like his responsibility to set the pattern for them to follow. And he sent Timothy to remind him of my ways which be in Christ, that he taught everywhere in every church. It was the same everywhere Paul went. He had his way of doing things. He's a minister of Christ. Remember, we're to be faithful. How do you do that? No comparison. Remember your position, we're servants. Remember your disposition. Whether we're reviled, we bless. When we're persecuted, we suffer it. When we're defamed, we entreat. And in our expectation that we're going to be like Jesus. We're going to follow Christ. Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer. That's what we're after. Well, let's be faithful ministers of Jesus Christ. That's what our country needs. Our country needs some genuine, real Christians. Some real, genuine followers of Jesus Christ. Well, I hope you have a great Friday. See some of you at the picnic later on today. Others, hope you can join us on Sunday for the All-American Sunday services. And that's at 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30. And then the rest of us will be back on the radio on Monday, which is July 4th. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.